This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com is where you can get us on the Internet, the World Wide Web, or you can give us a call, 844-551-8255. Either way, we'd love to hear from you. So the big news over the weekend, it actually happened, I believe, on Friday, is Reince Priebus is out. And what was funny about it is supposedly it actually happened on Thursday. Now, what's interesting about that is that if it happened on Thursday, there was no leak. Which goes back to what we were saying before. I wrote a piece about it that said, is Reince Priebus the leaker? We had Katie Walsh, who was a leaker. She was let go. We had another of the RNC staffers who was a leaker, who was the previous person let go by, the first person let go by Scaramucci was a Reince Priebus, you know, succubus. Friend of Priebus, who got let go. And then literally a day after, when Scaramucci had said, look, there's more to come, was Reince Priebus. Scaramucci goes on TV and says, Reince, prove you're not the leaker. I mean, look, the writing was on the wall, as it should have been. The writing was on the wall. Reince Priebus out. He should have been out. I get it. Donald Trump comes in. The RNC, Priebus was a good guy. There's a point in the campaign where he finally switched over and said, okay, Trump's our guy. RNC supports him. Now, I'll explain what that means here in a second. So Trump gets elected, and Reince Priebus he's staying close. Keep your friends close, your enemies closer. He's not a friend of Donald Trump. Reince Priebus is an institutionalized establishment Republican. You don't get to be the head of the RNC unless you are that. He's a fundraising phenom, but he is the equivalent of the Republicans' Anthony Weiner. I'm just saying, look at the guy. Reince Priebus, would you pick Reince Priebus in a fight unless you needed a lawyer? Which I don't know if he's a lawyer, but he looks like a lawyer. I wouldn't, please. So he's a Republican establishment. He's an establishment Republican. Either way, works either way. He's an establishment guy. You don't rise to the ranks of the Republican Party without being an establishment guy. It's like the military. You don't join the military and they go, boy, that Kevin, he's amazing. Let's just make him a general. They don't do that. You got to earn your way. You got to kiss a lot of butt. I'm just telling you. And who knows? You got to make the ultimate sacrifice a time or two. And then you get up to the top. So Reince Priebus rises to the top. Donald Trump surprises everybody, confounds the experts. And so he needs a team that understands D.C. He can't just bring in all his guys. His guys are business people. They're going to go up here and go, what? And these guys are going to run circles. The D.C. people are going to run circles. I'm talking about procedurally, circles around his team. They're going to thwart him at every turn. They're going to make sure they don't make meetings. They're going to miss everything. Unless he hires insiders, you can't get through D.C. without insiders. It's just true. It's a shame to tell you this, but it's a fact. Your government is so corrupt and so crooked. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. If this government were allowed to go down the path that it was going with liberalism, it would kill more people than any other government in the history of man. A government that was going down the path of Barack Obama was ultimately going to kill tens of millions of Americans, bury us in the Grand Canyon, in the South End or something, who knows, whatever end there is, and pretend we never existed. And I say that, I'm not even joking when I tell you that this government was setting itself up to where it could kill with immunity. Wouldn't have to do anything. Anyway, so Priebus is part of the transition team. He brings his staffers. Katie Walsh is another one who is a do-nothing. I mean, she may be sharp in her policy issues and stuff like that. She is worthless when it comes to really doing the work of the people. And that's the difference. people like Rice Priebus and those folks, they go to D.C. They may start off with the idea that I want to do good, I want to help, I want to help. They don't even know how to help. They've never really helped anybody in their lives. In fact, most of them were the people who got teased in school, and they're vindictive towards you, you Americans, and us. You know what I mean? They don't like us. We're the people that made their lives heck. The ordinary people. The people that played football, made the cheerleading squad, whatever. So they were relegated to nerd stuff, and they hate you for it. But they get to D.C. and they say, we're going to help everybody. Well, I'm going to help all the nerds. The only way they help the nerds is they bring all their friends up to D.C. and they run the joint. It's Nerd Central up there. If you ever go, you'll see what I'm talking about. It is Nerd Central, and they don't like you. And so they have the idea they're helping in this strange sort of way. They're helping you is by hurting you, by getting even. And so they say, we're going to help Trump with the transition. And they don't like him either. He didn't come through the ranks. Look at everything I had to do. I could see Katie Walsh. Look at what I had to do to become Reince Priebus' right hand, his number one. And look at what Donald Trump is. He just jumped right over me. They have those kind of petty things, man. You guys think I'm kidding you. Go in a room, you can see. You can tell who's the alpha dog and who's the zeta dog, whatever that, if there is such a thing. And you can watch them. And they're one's telling the other what to do, and they better not go around them, or else their career ends right there. That's what. I've worked my way up to here, you're done. So they are jealous. They will be destructive. They will be leakers. They will do whatever it takes to get to that next level. And that's what Donald Trump is dealing with. He's dealing with leakers. He's dealing with people who will leapfrog each other, but underhandedly. They can't do it openly. The only way they can do it is through this clandestine activity that's been set up, this network. You're hearing right now, oh, we're going to leak through underlings, because they're telling an underling, you're going to do my leaking for me, but don't worry. If anything happens to you, I'll take care of you. So that's what they're doing. They can't run D.C. on the up and up, where Donald Trump gets on Twitter and says, hey, we're going to pass this for health care. We're going to pass this for the military. We're going to do this or that. What? No leaks going around us? I don't get to build my resume? What resume could you build is Reince Priebus. What does he think he's going to be? The president of the United States? The Anthony Weiner of the Republicans thinks he's going to be president? What's he doing? The only thing he can do is curry favor with other Republicans. Curry favor with people who are money people, because that's what Reince Priebus does. He raises money like crazy. That's what his job is. When we come back, I'm going to talk about some of the outcome of things that Obama has done, particularly in Obamacare, and why this is so important that we win, folks. We'll be back in a minute.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberry's Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Your logo is your brand, your reputation. It's your most valuable asset. So what's the best thing to do with it? Give it away. When the experts at 4imprint put your logo on the right promotional products, giving those items away can make a lasting impression, empower your brand, and attract new customers. In fact, we'll prove it by revealing the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free. Simply text the keyword ACT88 to 642642. We don't just print your logo. We're here to help you every step of the way. The 4imprint team can make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items, all delivered on time at great prices with free art assistance and outstanding customer service that's second to none. Want to turn your logo into profit? Give it away. Discover the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free by texting ACT88 to 642642. That's ACT88 to 642642.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. Race Pimping is my book, racepimping.com. I'm going to be working on something else soon. I just haven't had the time yet. But the big news over the weekend, there's been a couple of big things. One, Obamacare didn't pass because McCain and 7 Republicans defected and went over to the left, which goes to show you that you haven't won. It's funny. We on the right keep thinking we're defeating the left. Every time we get more Republicans, oh, we got the Republicans. We own the House. We don't own the House. We don't own the Senate. We may own the courts right now. We definitely own the executive branch. No question. The question is now, how do you get these other people to capitulate? And I'm telling you right now, the answer is with us. Trump is going to help you. He's going to herd. But what you do with that herd is going to be up to us. And that's why I started Tea Party Community. And I hope you go there and join it, teapartycommunity.com. You can individually impact the Murkowskis and the McCains and people like that. McCain campaigned on the fact that he would repeal Obamacare. And then he didn't do it. And it's all ego. Anyway, we'll get to that. Because the second, well, it depends on where you feel, but the bigger news, maybe, was that Priebus got outed, and he's gone. And we knew it was coming. Scaramucci, I mean, you can't have that type of acrimony, that animus, that vibe circulating throughout your organization without doing something. Somebody's got to go. And when Scaramucci comes in, you got to look at this guy's personality and know he's not going anywhere. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not a fan of guys like Scaramucci who just sort of, you know, come on, Kev, look, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's almost like dealing with Joe Pesci in any of his mafia movies, right? He's just a loose cannon kind of guy. But I think Trump likes people like that. And at the very least, I'll tell you what I know Donald Trump wants. He wants a fighter who will fight up front. He doesn't like those slick people that go behind your back and backstab you, and you're like, what? I don't teach. And everybody's going, well, who did it? I wonder what happened. Trump wants you to say in a meeting, hey, Reince, I think you're leaking on me. And I tell you what, if I find out, I'm going to come to your office, I'm going to whoop your head, boy.
Kevin, I don't know what you're talking about, blah.
I'm just telling you. I'm telling you right now, if I find out, and I am working on it, when I find out it's you, I'm going to come in there and kick your butt. And Trump would look at me like, that's my boy. You know, do it, Kev. That he wants people that call somebody out that says, look, you're not working as a team here. There are, when you join the Trump team, and by the way, this is any administration, you leave your personal crap, you leave your own indulgences out the door. You now work for the people. You work for the government. You're not looking at what's my next career. Look, just by being in the White House, being part of an administration, your career is set. Go write a book, Reince, and get a freaking 7-8-figure advance. It's going to happen. You know, the people, with everything he's done to get to where he is, people want to know what knowledge he has. Some people are willing to pay for it for a year. Some people are willing to pay for it for 5 years. But that dude is set. If I were to take a job with Trump and leave in 2 days, I'd have a book deal. Are you kidding? So you're set. Now go do the nation's work, doggone it. That's what you're there for. Every time I hear Kellyanne Conway speak, you know what I think? She gets it. She knows this is not about us. This is about doing what's right, doing what the people elected us to do. Barack Obama's people didn't do that. It was, all right, woo-hoo, now we get to carve up the pie. That's how they felt. And that's how you, when you looked at how the Obamas and the Clintons and everybody involved in his administration, it was like, man, we paid our dues. We got our boy elected. We're going to start carving up the nation. Yeah, okay, green energy over here, tax policy people over here, school people over here, education. They just start, how much you want? And what I owe you over there? Well, Mr. President, you owe us quite a bit. Oh, look, that's what we're here to pay. We're here to pay. And he's just giving away money. Your money. It isn't his. He's like, why do you think the budget increased by $1 trillion? And he started printing $1 trillion. Bloop, 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 bloop. Just paying people off. You know what D.C. hates right now? Nobody's getting paid off. Lobbyists aren't in there going,
well, Mr. President, we hoped you get elected.
No, you didn't. Trump got himself elected. Now, I'm not dismissing us, but I'm saying, and for the record, the only people he owes a debt of gratitude to are us. And you know why he owes us? Because Donald Trump's reputation was on the line. He doesn't like losing. And he appealed to us and said, I'll go there and do your work if you want me to do it. And I know I'm a loose cannon. I know I'm not anything like people want you to believe, but what I am is I'm 100% in your corner, and we elected him. And the biggest thing that he's pissed off about right now is he's not getting to do his job for us. And now he's beginning to see how Washington works. That's why he's jettisoning the insiders. And when he made Reince Priebus his chief of staff, folks, you had to know it was temporary. There is no way Trump would long-term have a backstabbing weenie like Reince Priebus for his chief of staff the entire time. See, establishment Republicans like him have difficulty changing. Their loyalty lies with the party. So to find out that Reince Priebus was a leaker surprises very few people in D.C. But what Priebus and others forgot is that Donald Trump has a loyal following. In Mediaite, reported that the people that Priebus thought he could trust rightfully threw him under the bus. So Donald Trump has this dinner. He invites Sean Hannity. He invited Bill Shein, Kimberly Guilfoyle, all three. If I know all three of these people, stellar, stellar folks. And according to the New York Times, Kimberly Guilfoyle is the one who told Donald Trump, Reince Priebus is your leaker. Now, of course, this is anonymous sources and all this. Now, remember, Kimberly was supposed to be, at least, depending on who, you, what media outlet you look to, she was touted to have a, you know, some role within the Trump administration. And then it was supposedly, they said Trump was mad at her because she was floating the idea that they were talking. Well, she got invited to a dinner. So, I would say, she was definitely in communication with him. And so apparently these I can only surmise what was happening, but Reince Priebus was calling Hannity or Kim Guilfoyle or Fox and saying, well, you know, it's off the record, but blah, blah, blah. And somebody there, and they say it's Kimberly, said, look, I'm not going to tell you specifics, but you might want to watch your chief of staff. So I get it, and I've been saying this for a long time. When you're going to drain the swamp and you're going to D.C. to do it, the first thing that has to happen, you got to drain the people around you. Now, Trump's good at separating the wheat from the chaff, and he'll say, look, you've helped me get to here, but you're not ready for prime time. It's been nice knowing you. And, you know, very friendly way, let's depart. But he's going to have to drain the swamp, and he's not done. Let me tell you. Other people are worse than Reince Priebus.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. Rehabilitation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Include Reince's name in that tweet.
So I've discussed this with Anthony, and I discussed the overall issue just this morning with the President of the United States, friends. And the fact is that we just have to cut down on people thinking it's cute and it makes them popular and it somehow enhances their resume and their portfolio for later on to curry favor with folks who are more interested in covering the style and not the substance here, more interested in covering the palace intrigue. But I think the most important part of Anthony's tweet was when he talked about the FBI and the DOJ. He's making clear that even though these documents are eventually procurable publicly, that somebody doesn't want him here. And somebody is trying to get in his way and scare him off from working here, which is a huge mistake. Number two, there are so many qualified men and women who wanted to serve this president, this administration, their country, who have been completely demoralized and completely, I think, disinclined to do so based on the paperwork that we have to put forward, divesting assets, the different hoops you have to run through, because this White House is transparent and accountable, and we've all complied with those rules, but it's really disincentivizing good men and women. I hope it doesn't disincentivize Anthony. Now, there are leaks, and then there are people using the press to shiv each other in the ribs.
Right.
That's different than a leak. A leak is, did you see the memo Kellyanne put out on this memo? Did you hear what Jared said in the senior staff meeting? That's a classic leak. The other thing that's going on here is people currying favor with the press, getting their own positive coverage by hurting their colleagues here. That is a complete disservice to the president.
Right.
The president is doing so well, and when people in this White House and throughout this administration do that, it steps all over the president's positive message of job creation, the billions of dollars in investment, millions of jobs, the thousands of jobs created.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Can I just admit this publicly? I have a bit of a crush on Kellyanne. I do. I find her so refreshing. She's got it so together. She really knows what she's talking about. I got a little bit of a crush on her. I'll admit it. I tell you what. I mean, she's a pretty lady. Don't misunderstand me. But let me tell you. 15, 20 years ago, and I'm not being an ageist. I'm just saying, Kellyanne was a dish. Don't you think? What do you guys think? You guys, I don't know. Do we have the same take? I'm just talking about, I know feature-wise, you can like people, not like people. I just think, boy, back in the day, she was hot. Because, what is she? She's got to be mid-late 40s. I mean, I'm guessing here. I don't know. Y'all are white folks. See, black don't crack. You don't know what black people. You got to ask. Mid-40s? I'm just guessing here. Maybe late 40s, right? Anyway, she's well put together. In her 20s, I bet she was a hot potato. But what I really like is the fact that she's got a brain. I mean, I want you to think about Marie Harf, one of the spokespersons, Hillary Clinton. The stuff that these people would say, that is from the heart. What Kellyanne said is from the heart. She's saying people are building careers. They're using the media to stab each other. Exactly what I was saying before, which is, it's one thing for you to say, I don't like this person, you know, again, to your face. I'm the type of guy, I have no qualms coming up to you and saying, hey, first of all, dude, I know you're behind such and such. If I find out about it, I'm going to whoop your head. I said this earlier. And I love people like that. I love people say, Kev, you know, man, look, when you said so-and-so, it kind of made me feel like this. Oh, dude, I didn't mean that. Or, yeah, well, look, I meant for it to feel that way. I wanted you to get off your butt. I mean, did I mince words? But if it offends you in some way and you're like, I don't know. You know, even when people call the show and you're like, you know, yo, Kev, you know, is that we had a couple of callers. They disagree with me. That's okay. Look, you can understand things I say out of context. I move fast. I get it. My brain is working, and sometimes my mouth comes out. It's rare that I go, ooh, that could be misinterpreted. Sometimes we go back because we have to cut clips for, you know, for people that want to hear the show and then potentially bring it on. And I'll go, God, that's so unclear. Too many pronouns. You know, you got to be more clear, Kevin. Or you jump from topic to topic too quickly. You guys, come on, admit it. I'm not perfect. I know you think I am, but I'm not. It's okay, stop. Let's give them a moment to cry, producers. But what these guys are doing, they're going out there. They're using the media for their own purposes. They're doing it backhandedly, not with the idea of what the purpose is to help this nation. But for them, the purpose is, you know, whatever nefarious reasons they have is the reason why they're doing it. That doesn't do anybody any good. That's not good for America. And I love that Kellyanne has the guts to say something like that, to call it out. Why are you people doing this? People are making, in this administration, they are making probably the biggest sacrifices of any administration. Mnuchin. It was funny. I knew nothing about these people. I'm so amazed. Don't misunderstand me. Trump's going to know a lot of big people. If I were still in management consulting, I could tell you, oh, yeah, the CEO of this company, you know, made $50 million last year, and he's got a net worth of, you know, $300 million or whatever. I don't profile people and before I'm going to go meet with them or know the board members or whatever. That's the way you do management consulting. But what I will tell you is every time Trump introduced a guy, I was like, wow, who is this guy? And it was very nonpartisan. When he put a guy over, I think, the Department of Transportation, maybe, or whomever, the guy's a billionaire, you know, or he's worth $900 million. And he's got to divest of everything that involves his. There's hardly a person in the Trump administration who isn't going to give up a lot of money in order to do that job. Many of these guys are older men, older gentlemen, and in some cases older women, and they are giving up a big chunk of their lives to go make nothing. These are people who are accomplished. When Barack Obama took over the presidency, he got a raise. Most of the people in his administration got raises when they went to get their government jobs, and then they feathered their nest. They, as I said earlier, they got in there and they started carving up the pie. They didn't care about you. And so you get a person in there who's got filthy rich people. Mnuchin, because he's such a nerd. It's funny to hear his, and we have a clip of him. I think we played the other day. It being interviewed by Maxine Waters. And okay. So where was I started here. So, you know, she's asking the question, okay, so we gave a letter to, and he's such a nerd, but let me tell you, the dude is worth a fortune. Most of these people are millionaires and billionaires, and they are not trying to enrich themselves. They have they have money for 50 lifetimes, and more importantly, they know how to make it and they know how to keep it. See, the difference between a true conservative and a Democrat. A conservative knows how to make money and keep money. A Democrat only knows, when I say make it, I don't mean earn it. A conservative knows how to earn money and keep money. A Democrat knows how to make money. When I say make it, I'm talking about crooked. They know how to find that contract, that loophole, that thing that gets them money. And the way that they keep it is through crookedness. They can't keep money through the normal channels. If you say, I'm going to give you the opportunity to make $1 million and invest it. And it has to be legal, and we're going to come back and look at your portfolio based on a 2-year and a 5-year plan. A Democrat will be bankrupt. They might as well be a lottery winner. You know, these lottery winners that win, and 2 years later, they're broke. 4 years later, they're completely broke. Democrats are. They don't know how to make it and keep it unless it's crooked. And when I say crooked, sometimes, I'll give you an example. They'll start a company, and they'll go, we're going to make shoes for the poor. See, that's crooked. You're making shoes, and you want to use the poor to say, I'm going to give these shoes to the poor. So, like, Crocs. I don't know anything about Crocs, except that they're ugly shoes. Maybe they're very comfortable. I've never worn them. But you make this ugly little rubber shoe, and you say, we're going to give, for everyone you buy, we'll give a pair to Joe, you know, to Umbuku in the African village of Lankini Monhoa. And so you give them that, and people, all the little leftists are like, oh, every shoe I buy, I'm putting shoes on the feet of little Umbuku. So they go buy it. You couldn't sell those shoes otherwise. You can't sell the shoe just based on, it's a good shoe, it's very comfortable. It's ugly, but it's comfortable. That would be my phrase. It's ugly, but you're going to love it. No, I got to tie it to some African or some Guatemalan midget. So that's how they make their money, and people will do it. But if you just say, give me a pair of shoes to wear, man, a capitalist on the right will outsell those fools every single time. And look, I'm not even saying that guy's being crooked by using those, but he's going to make a fortune on doing that. Is he really going to care about the fact that he's shooing these people? Of course not. He cares about having jets and lots of pretty girls and yachts and things like that, because that's what the left cares about. They don't have a soul. They worship at the altar of me. That's what they worship at. Nothing more, nothing less. And if you believe anything other than that, you're delusional.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We now take you live to the Senate floor, where Senator Chuck Schumer is delivering an impassioned speech regarding Republican revisions to Obamacare.
Oh God, no.
Wow, just amazing, incredible, absolutely riveting speech by Chuck Schumer. He outlined the official Democratic position on Trump care with elegance, poise, and emotion. Stay tuned after a word from our sponsors. We have more breaking news. Scientists have officially proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that all white people are racist. You are not going to want to miss this. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is CNN.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So, Democrats are in some deep vodka over this GPS fusion. Are you guys familiar with this story? You got to be, right? GPS fusion. I predicted all along, and you got it on video or audio, I predicted all along that the Democrats are going to hang themselves over this Russian scandal. Finger quotes. And, of course, they've done it. Now, it isn't official. I mean, we haven't had the coroner come out and say, no, there is no pulse. He's officially dead. But it's getting there. From the moment the Democrats said the Trump colluded with Russians narrative, I warned them. I warned you. I said to you, Democrats tell you what they do when they accuse you of doing it. You knew, at least I did. The moment they said that, I went, they've been working with the Russians. And the Democrats, see, it is such a good strategy. You put it out there. So here's what happens with, and I'll use it in guy terminology. So a guy will say to his girlfriend or his wife, you've been cheating. And she's like, what are you talking about? He's like, I know you've been cheating. And you know when he says that, he's cheating. It's guilty conscience, as Dave likes to say, guilty dog barking. If I push it on you, you become defensive. And I'm floating it, so to speak, right? It's happy. You guys know what I'm talking about. You know that's a good example. Guy says, you've been cheating. I haven't been cheating. I don't even have time to cheat. I'm too tired. And she goes, oh, those are just excuses. And she's right. She hasn't even thought about cheating. But you have time. You've not been tired. You don't even have a reason, but you're cheating. So you get what I'm saying? Democrats are like that. Whatever they tell you, oh, those people are racist. You know they are. Those people are sexist. You know they are. Those people are homophobic. They are. Islamophobic. They are. Xenophobic. They are. Claustrophobic. Doesn't matter what it is. They tell you what their issue is. And that's what's the beauty of it for me is I go, okay, Democrats are, you know, messing around with Russia. What can I say? All I got to do now is wait on the chips to fall where they may. And that's what's happening. From the very beginning, all the Democrats knew that their party was colluding with the Russians. The Russians, the Ukrainians, whatever. They were colluding. The Democrats tried to set a trap for then-candidate Trump. But it failed. And it failed for one reason. It's going to have some subcategories because I know there's going to be some of you out there counting. Kevin, that's two, that's three, that's four. No, it failed for one reason. They underestimated Donald Trump. Bada bing, bada boom. I'm not going to do a mic drop, but I could have. See, one could argue that the Democrats didn't underestimate Trump, they overestimated themselves. Okay, but that's kind of splitting hairs. But I'll let you get away with that. See, here's the thing. They certainly believed the media juggernaut would get them over any potential hump if their ruse was uncovered. But they didn't count on the media being marginalized, nor did they count on the unwavering support of Trump. Now, you're saying, Kevin, that's two and three. Maybe you're even saying it's four. See, it's still one. Trump was underestimated. Trump not only made the media worthless, but what he did was he showed you enough, most of you, to where you said, I don't even care what they say. I'm not even going to believe them. That's why Trump made the declaration, if I shoot somebody in Times Square, nobody will even care. So you've given him unwavering support. And during the hearings before the Senate Judiciary Committee, the Hermitage Capital Management guy, His name is William Browder. He testified that the pro-Democrat consulting firm known as Fusion GPS has deep ties to the Kremlin. So now we get this Russian fake narrative where the Democrats are in your face. Hillary Clinton gave 20% of the uranium production to the Russians. John Podesta is brokering deals with Russians, making millions of dollars. Hillary Clinton's crooked foundation is receiving multi-millions of dollars. And oh, by the way, one of the companies that brokered some deals for Hillary with the Russian stuff, out of business. When Hillary didn't get elected, they folded. So I want to let you hear Senator Lindsey Graham, whom I can't stand, but I want you to let you hear Lindsey Graham. He's, talking about this Fusion GPS thing, and we'll try to make sense of it together, but here he is. We don't have it. What do you mean we don't have it? Why is it in the cut sheet? We don't have the clip. Anyway, so I have the transcript. Graham says, I want to absorb that for a moment. The group that did the dossier, on President Trump hired this British spy, wound up getting it to the FBI. You believe they were working for the Russians, and Browder says, and in the spring of, in summer of 2016, they were receiving money indirectly from a senior government, Russian government official. And Graham says, okay, so these are the people that were trying to undermine Donald Trump by showing the nefarious ties to Russia. Is that what you're saying? Browder says, well, what I'm saying with 100% certainty is that they were working to undermine the Magnitsky Act and the timing of that. Graham, but the Fusion GPS products, apparently as they hired a guy to look into Trump. With products? What's he talking about? I don't get that. It must have been a bad part of the transcript. Browder says yes. He says, here's the deal. Just to net it out. According to the GOP, here's what you need to know about Fusion GPS. They hired an ex-British spy by the name of Christopher Steele to put together a phony dossier during the 2016 campaign that supposedly tied Trump to Russia. And the dossier, full of Russian-sourced information, was shopped to dozens of U.S. journalists during the 2016 campaign and eventually reported on despite red flags to its accuracy. The dossier claims made into its hands of U.S. intelligence officials and were included in a top secret intelligence briefing for Obama. So they're putting this thing all the way up through the ranks. The dossier claims of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia helped spark an FBI investigation that's now being supervised by Mueller. So this FBI investigation was done on a ruse, is where we are. It's full of bogus information, this dossier. Christopher Steele even admitted in a lawsuit that the most of the work in the dossier was never fully verified. So here's the thing, folks. If you want to look for a Russian connection, you don't have to look very far. The Democrats have their Russian fingerprints on all of this. It's amazing to me. And that's why there's no other way for this to backfire. And in fact, it already has. The Democrats have just refused to read the memo, and I'm joking about it. But they have. They don't want to admit it. Outside the Beltway, Americans could not care less about this story. But they're not going to forget who started it. And in 2018, the left is going to pay for this ruse. How many other ways? What was the lawyer's name? Something Veselnitskaya? Natalia Veselnitskaya. She's directly involved in trying to position all this stuff. Sat with multiple Democrats. I mean, this could not be more obvious if it were a made-for-TV movie by Hollywood where you're going, okay, I know what's going to happen next. I know what's going to happen next. This is the most obvious thing. And yet they won't let go. And I understand it. I really do. They have nowhere else to go. And that's the problem. So anyway, all I'm getting at here, folks, is the Democrats are in deep vodka. Hope they can swim their way out, but they're going to have a tough time with this one.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.